It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. In a budget-cutting effort, Eastern Kentucky University has eliminated over 180 staff positions. Among those were two well-known WEKU employees who opted for early retirement, development coordinator Carol Seiler and music director, Classic 102.1 host Michael Carter. Steve of Lexington emailed us, "I have enjoyed listening to Michael for years and always enjoy his comments and tidbits about pieces that he plays or those who composed or performed them. Hope the fates allow a return to the air at summer's end. Hope his stand-in likes and plays Copeland." At WEKU.fm, EC commented, "Our mornings won't be the same, but retirement is great." On Facebook, Peter says, "My son has been a huge fan of Michael Carter since he was about 7 years old, and it is probably one of the reasons he is one of a few 13-year-olds who loves classical music. As for Carol Seiler, I am no fan of fun drives, but I could listen to her talk all day long, even if she were reading pages from the phone book." Carol and Michael both received numerous other likes and well wishes on Facebook. On another topic, on the listener comment line, a listener noticed that at 5 in the morning, he's hearing a 9-minute NPR newscast, while later we're doing something else for 4 minutes. Our response, although NPR provides that extra content during Morning Edition, it's done knowing most stations, like WEKU, provide local news in that window of time. In fact, stations routinely customize the program to best serve local audiences. We're grateful for all the comments and invite you to keep letting us know what you think. Email us at weku@eku.edu, post on our Facebook page, or call the listener comment line 859-622-1657. Then tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.